rest. Rest. Now it is the time to rest. Just for now, to lay down that sword, if a sword you were holding high. Rest. Just for now, lay down that burden, if a burden you were carrying for someone else. Just rest. Allow the body to stop. If movement had become habitual or distraction, and oh, especially let that body rest. Lay down the burden in the mind, the analysis, the problem solving. Let's be honest, the arguing that we do in our minds, the aspect of self that wants to be heard, it wants to be seen, and it is frustrated, it is exhausted from not being heard and seen. And it tries to create the perfect argument or counter-argument. So let us say to that part of the self, that part of the mind, well done, good and faithful servant. Now just rest. We've come through a period of great activity, upgrades. The body has been on a roller coaster, a biochemical roller coaster, quite probably, as it must endeavor to embody all of the emotional states, the vibrational states that you are holding, that you are moving through. As we say, one's frequency equals one's coordinates in the quantum field, and your coordinates in the quantum field then dictate the range of potentials that are a vibrational match to you. Understanding the quantum, it is not a stretch to suggest that we flip through, let us say, we vibrate ourselves into and out of multiple dimensional pathways and timelines throughout any one day. And your body is attempting to embody all of those states of being. For some, your body is getting over, has just gone through a clearing, an up level. So on the one hand, from a third dimensional perspective, you will be told you got sick, you caught something. And that might still have some resonance with you. There is a level wherein the reality at that level is simply that perhaps an upgrade occurred in your own ascension path, and the body was needing to jettison some density and offload some density that corresponded with that, meaning the density that is no longer a vibrational match given your up level. The body can also need to jettison the proverbial sandbags thrown overboard when we encounter frequencies that are of a level of density and frequency that is really not a vibrational match to us. Perhaps we have to be in that for a sustained period of time, or we let that in. We get hooked into the third and fourth dimensional bandwidth, which right now is, chaotic, let us say. It is chaotic. And so perhaps we've come into contact with, let's say, vibrational bundles that are not a match, and it throws us off of our center a little bit, out of our alignment. And the body, we could bring this right down to the level of you've taken in a toxin or something, let us say, that the body is just not a match to at all. It is not beneficial for the body. The body knows it, it feels it, and worst case, it is going to seek to eject that as quickly as possible. So the same thing happens on the energy levels as well. And sometimes if we get hooked into that third, fourth dimensional bandwidth that is chaos, much of it is deliberate chaos, let us be clear, much of it is deliberate chaos. If we get pulled into that and we sort of go unconscious for a period of time, then when we come to, we perhaps have been running those lower frequencies, those distortion patterns through our fields, through our emotional body, our mental body. We may have been running those energies for hours, maybe even days. This is exhausting. It is exhausting to sustain a low frequency emotions for a period of time. There are times when in our flow, in this ascension process, moving from third, fourth dimensional bandwidths and up into the higher realms of embodiment, we absolutely are going to get hooked this way and that, and we're going to end up playing in those realms of denser emotion, more intense, non-beneficial ultimately, especially to the physical aspect, emotions. And that's all right. There is a time wherein that is the authentic response. Anger, let us say, it is the response that will allow us to create a boundary where a boundary is necessary. It is an appropriate movement and for a time embodiment of that quality of energy, no question. But if we find that we've been maintaining those states, they are not your natural state of being. And we know this, we can feel it now at this point. You can feel that little bit of an adrenaline rush when you begin to embody those denser, edgy emotional states, those the mental, the machinations that accompany that. It is not our natural state of being. So just for now, all of us together here, all of us together. And though we may be listening to this at different times, I promise you, Master, we are all here together. Right now. Sitting in one another's vibrational container, sitting nestled, resting in one another's heart fields. Sink into the space of rest, of nurturing non-action. And perhaps from this spacious place now you can see or feel, yes, I got a little hooked here. I engaged a little there and went unconscious in that engagement. Ah, yes. I got off my center as far as being aware of my body's needs and nurturing my tender body. No judgment of those aspects of self that chose thusly or that got hooked and went unconscious. No judgment. Simply from this spacious place now, with feeling the support of all of us together now, we're supporting you in this. You just notice it. And in these moments now, sink back. Let the mind, let the emotional body sink back. Find a nice soft landing place in the body. Feel the nerve plexus in the gut area, both the solar plexus and the enteric nerve center further down. Feel these beginning to soften. Taking deep breaths that expand your rib cage. Feel your rib cage. Expanding out towards your upper arms, and if you're lying down, very smart of you if you're lying down right now, bravo. If you're lying down, then imagine that you're leaving imprints of your ribs in the floor, the carpet, the bed, the mat. Feel the soft landing place of the body. Your faithful co-creator in this lifetime. And now feel the body resting in that beautiful pool, that sphere, let's say, of golden light. That is your soul consciousness, your soul's vibrational signature, the aspect of your even more expanded soul consciousness that individuated to come and have this lifetime, you, the you that's listening to this now. Let the body sink back into that. The way you would lie back in warm tropical waters, with sunlight pouring down, creating a pool of like plasma, liquid light all around you, cradling the body. Let the body rest in that. It is well with my body. It is well with my cells. It is well with my mind. It is well with my heart. You are doing such a good job. And you will keep going. You will rise from this. And you will keep going. For you are a rock of foundational energies, and you are a pillar, strong and straight, and you are an oak. And you are a temple. You give, and you heal, and you support, and you shelter, and you uplift, and you nourish, and you anchor. And for this, beloved, beloved are you. Just for now, you are going to do all of those things. You are going to be all of those things for you. For the part of you that is tired, for the part of you that is exhausted, for the part of you that asks why. For the part of you that doubts. For the part of you that angers. That feels lost. You, Master. You are the vessel within which all of those aspects, oh hallelujah, can finally rest. And you, let yourself rest in this container of masters of light. This sphere of light and frequency and energy. If you perceive a sphere, you perhaps perceive a Merkaba, a geometric configuration, a circle of beings, or even human beings, hand in hand, smiling at one another, bowing deeply to one another, heart lights blazing. You need do nothing to be perfect light. Purest alignment. And just for now, beloved Master, you need only